Welcome to the Food Files. In this episode, we are taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. Joining us today is Dr. Peter Mariana with his research on South African jerky.
Biltong is a dried meat product. The only other product that's similar to it or would be, closely aligned to it would be beef jerky. Whether it's coming from Africa or produced here in the U.S., it has to demonstrate a 5-log reduction of the pathogen of interest, in our case, salmonella. So there's a number of companies starting up trying to sell biltong, and the ability to demonstrate a 5-log reduction of the pathogen of interest, which is salmonella, is perhaps the barrier for entry into this market. Now, the problem with biltong is that there is no heat lethality step. That is basically a dried beef, so something in the range of 70 to 80 degree Fahrenheit, which is kind of like a nice day outside. That's all the heating that it receives. And so with and you basically do that in an oven or drying oven that has around the 50 to 60% humidity, relative humidity, and you dry for 6 to 8 days. That's how biltong is manufactured. Since there's no heat lethality step, that you're depending all on salt and vinegar to do a lot of the... Some processes involve an antimicrobial as well. So we might also include looking at with or without an antimicrobial in terms of the microbiome that's present from beginning to end on the dried beef product. You can produce it from a variety of different types. So we've been using bottom round basically a lean beef. You don't want to have fat in it. They pretty much trim away the fat as a prior step, and you're left with lean, because if you're not using heating, and the last thing you want to have is a lot of fat in there, right? Because if you just wait, you're just allowing the moderate temperature and the humidity to kind of help dry it out, and there's no heating, fat is not going to just disappear, and it looks kind of gross in there. So it's pretty much a lean beef, but it's pretty thick. You know, you think of beef jerky, you think of little skinny strips. This stuff is like 3/4 to an inch thick. They're like little steaks. So we're excited. We're so excited about this that I've now implemented a PhD student whose research will be biltong, as well as a master's student.
Thank you, Dr. Mariana. As a component of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful, value-added businesses in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit FAPSI.biz.